Susan Weiss is a Jewish Holocaust survivor, a longtime activist for Palestinian freedom and a better world. She is a frequent speaker at Palestinian solidarity events because she understands that never again means never again for anyone.
You people, that is, the Muslims, Christians, Jews, and otherwise, who are humanists. I want to thank our chair, by the way. I think he's exquisite. He's a wonderful chair. My name is Susan Weiss. I'm a Holocaust survivor. As a Jewish infant, I was marked down by the Nazis for death. All my life, I have worked to prevent another Holocaust through pursuit of social justice and free speech. We meet today in the cause of human rights for the Palestinian peoples. Their lands are seized, their homes destroyed, they are confined by walls and checkpoints, they are arbitrarily jailed. In Gaza, they suffer a brutal and murderous blockade without medications, water, food needed to enjoy life. How can we help to put an end to this evil? Through the global campaign to end Israeli apartheid, a campaign of boycott, divestments, and sanctions against the Israeli government to end Israeli apartheid, we have three demands. End the Israeli occupation of Palestinian land. Return to their homeland. Yeah. Grant equal rights to all in Israel, including the Palestinians. Yeah. Some tell us that to speak of Israeli apartheid is hateful. Some want to make it a crime even to say the words Israeli apartheid. But we must speak the truth. It is Israel apartheid that is the crime. The call to end Israeli apartheid is a non-violent effort to achieve justice and reconciliation. The call to end Israeli apartheid affirms our hope and trust that the Israeli people, like the Palestinians, will come to embrace the agenda of equality. Our goal is for Palestinians to be free, to pursue their dreams in their homeland, in equality and reconciliation with their Jewish sisters and brothers.
Free Palestine.
I welcome the efforts of the Al-Quds organizers are Muslim and Palestinian friends to achieve this goal. Al-Quds explains the difference between Judaism and Zionism. Yeah. Al-Quds seeks to overcome anti-Jewish and anti-Palestinian prejudice. They say Judaism, yes. Zionism, no.
Zionism, yes. Zionism, no.
And no cooperation.
Judaism, yes.
Zionism,
no. Zionism, no. Judaism, yes. Zionism, no. These efforts deserve constructive engagement, dialogue, and respect for free speech. In this spirit, we say, free! Free Palestine!
Free!